It's obviously The Beatles with Paperback Writer. And I'm really pleased to welcome into the studio this morning Gaynor Clements from Cambridge Writing Retreat. Good morning, Gaynor.
Good morning, Alex.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You're telling me it's a lot brighter outside than it looks from the studio.
Yeah, these windows are obviously tinted. It looks really gloomy.
Yes,
here,
I think they are. I think they're to stop the glare whenever we get glare. That would be a nice thing, wouldn't it?
Rare sunshine.
Yes, but yes, so hopefully it's brightening up. I think the weather forecast did say it's going to brighten up today.
Yeah, so. Well, it's November, so don't hold your breath.
But talking about that, I thought writing retreat is a perfect thing to talk about as the nights draw in and maybe people are spending a little bit more time cozying up inside. Could you tell us all about the writing retreat and how you sort of came about setting it up?
Okay, sure. I've been going for just over a year. I set the writing retreat up, the Cambridge Writing Retreat, up in September last year. And it's set in an old Victorian farmhouse. It's actually my house. We have 3 acres of beautiful garden, so there's lots of space to go and explore. But really, I wanted to set up a place for people to come and I run tutored courses, so people can come for the day, and the courses are on various subjects from children's fiction, cookery writing, novel writing, poetry. Wow. And in fact, yesterday I had Emma Claire Sweeney, who's a novelist, and her husband, Jonathan Ruppin, he's a literary agent. So they came yesterday and we had a brilliant day of talking about...
They were teaching, or giving a seminar.
I had six people yesterday come who are all people who've basically, they've finished the first draft of their novel and they wanted to talk about what they do with that draft now. So Jonathan gave them lots of tips on how to approach agents, how to write a letter, how to write a synopsis.
That's a really good point, actually, because I know, you know, people say, oh, I've got a novel in me, or I want to write this down, or even if they've written it, and then it's a long process, isn't it, between actually what you have to getting it into published, if you want it published through a publishing company.
It's a hugely involved process, and it takes lots of tenacity. But the message I think people took away from the course yesterday, for sure, was that it's doable. Agents get a lot of stuff that just goes straight into the bin. So if you've got a novel, it's well written, you can present yourself and you can present the novel well, you'll pique the agent's interest and then you might get it read, and if it's good enough...
It's getting that foot in the door, isn't it, I guess?
But before you even do that, what you've got to do is write.
Yeah.
And that's the...
We don't want to worry about that.
Exactly, just a minor detail. But you've got to write. And what I wanted to do was create a space for people to come so they can either be tutored, or I run day retreats, so you can come along, spend the day at the house, at the retreat, and I cook for you. I do lovely homemade vegetarian food. And people just come and sit by the fire, or they can go into one of the studies or whatever.
I'm guessing it's not a place where you're supposed to go and have a chat to everybody else, though,
you can.
Or maybe over meals, but not during...
Well, you can do both,
because I'd be terrible.
Really. Yeah. No, I think...
Because you need to have that discipline. I think it's really good to have somewhere that you're going away from to go and say, right, this is my time now to do this, not, oh, I better just go and put the washing on, or I just better go and check my Facebook or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, people, when they come to the retreats... Well, I also run residential retreats. I have two places. I have a shepherd's hut and a bothy in the garden, both of which are beautiful, and they're self-contained. They've got a fridge and a hob, beautiful ensuite showers and lovely comfy beds. So people... Well, I've noticed that when people come either for the day retreats or the residential retreats, they really are focused. They've set their stall out. They think, right, I'm going to go and write, and that's exactly what they do. Mm. And I had a lady last week who I barely saw. I mean, she literally closed the door and just wrote. I just knocked on her door occasion to check she was all right. I provide breakfast, and sometimes I provide dinner if people want that.
And do you... I presume, do you have Wi-Fi for if they want to write on the laptop? I mean, you don't really need Wi-Fi, do you? You just need electricity to put...
They tend to turn the Wi-Fi off.
I was going
to
say, actually, that's... Yeah,
but there is Wi-Fi, absolutely. So,
so there's a desk in each room, I guess.
Yeah, a desk. It's all very cosy. I mean, people sometimes ask if the shepherd's hut, because it's got the name hut.
I think it's cold.
If it's cold, but of course it's not. It's really... It's beautifully appointed. It's well insulated. It's got a radiator. It's very warm and cosy, and it's got this bed in the corner, which sometimes people have said they just want to go and lie down.
Well, but, yeah, I'm saying it sounds like it, this time of year is perfect place to go, and not even if you didn't want to do any writing, just to get away.
Absolutely.
And just,
I just think sometimes you just need to get away from your domestic demons. You might even just want to come and read, or just, you know, hang out in the garden. You can walk in Ellsworth, where the Cambridge
I was going to ask, where are you?
Yeah,
you're in Ellsworth.
It's 10 miles from Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And it's very peaceful. The garden is really, we've worked on the garden, for the 17 years we've lived there. We're big into conservation. There's lots of bird life. I've got my own chickens, which roam around the garden.
So also fresh eggs as well, then?
Fresh eggs, although they're not laying at the moment, because it's the wrong time of year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two dogs, Wilfie and Pepper, who are very much part of the retreat. Everybody has loved them so far. I've not had anybody who's got an allergy to dogs. And they tend to sort of sit on people's laps and join in when people are around the table having a tutored day.
So you have the retreats where you come and just write on your own, untutored, as it were.
Yeah.
You'd go into your place or into the garden places in your house are designated for.
I've got two large sitting rooms with open fires. I've got a study. There's a little caravan in the garden, which is very cosy. And then there's the hut and the bothy, but the hut and bothy tend to be more for people who want to sort of stay over.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of spaces in the house to come and write. I tend to have, on a day retreat, the maximum I've had is four. That works perfectly.
Yes.
And then they just go off to their separate rooms, convene for lunch, and it works really well. Then they can sort of talk. What's really been really lovely is that people have made friends on those retreats, and they make. And yesterday, for instance, it was a day course, but everybody exchanged email addresses. They all agreed that they would look at each other's synopses, and their.
So it's a really good way of them actually
meeting
because
people.
It can be a kind of lonely thing, and so it's quite nice to share not necessarily ideas of your novel, but ideas of tips, top tips, and
offer
to read each other's thing, because maybe your family might get a bit sick of it. Sometimes, or not have the time themselves to do it. So
well, that's right.
It's
a
shared favour, isn't it, in that sense?
It is, yeah.
And so tell me a little bit more about the actual structured courses that you run, or the day events, rather than the... touched on them, but...
Yeah. I've not set next year's programme yet. I'm going to be doing that in January. But this year I did 20 courses of various types. I did a novel writing course, which was actually 12 tutored day courses, 12 modules, as we called it. You could either sign up to the whole 12, which...
Is that one per month?
Roughly, it was.
So it's for the year, really, yeah.
Yeah. For instance, there were Alison Bruce, who's a local crime writer.
I know, I've read a lot of her
wonderful
stuff, yes.
She came to give she tutored 3 days on how to structure your plot and how to structure your novel generally. And then we've talked about what does show not tell actually mean, because that's obviously that's a problem for writers, because what does that actually mean? Mm. And Emma Claire Sweeney, the novelist, she was the tutor for that one. She came back yesterday to talk about what you do when you finish your draft. But I've run
and you said cookery ones as well?
A cookery one,
that's
Tim Haywood, the local cookery writer who's also on Radio 4, and
owner of Fitzbillies.
Yeah, owner of Fitzbillies, of course, yes. I also have run poetry courses. Next year, I think I'm going to do some flash fiction.
What's that?
Flash fiction is... It's sort of... You have to write a sort of story in 200 words, sometimes even less. And it's a real art, because you've got to encapsulate so much in that time. It's very popular. It's really taken off. There are flash fiction competitions all over the place now.
I'm guessing with the rise of Twitter and things,
people
are really into
brief, but punchy.
Yeah.
And the best flash fiction is actually really, really clever.
Mm.
So it's not just 200 words put down on a page. It's really well
thought
out.
Yeah, you'd think, oh, that can't be hard, can you?
Yeah,
but
no,
I can imagine
it
really
is to do it well. I've tried and it's very hard. So I'm going to do a flash fiction
course.
Do you
do short story
writing? Short stories, absolutely. We'd had a short story. Elizabeth Speller, who's a local writer, also, I say local, she's a local writer, but she's also a very well-established novelist and poet. She came to teach. She was marvellous too. All my tutors have been fantastic. she taught a short story course and also one on memoir. Lots of people want to write about their lives, and they don't know how to approach it. They don't know whether to fictionalise it, whether to write it as the truth, question what the truth is, who's the narrator, is it you, is it somebody else? There's so much going on with memoir. And a lot of people have that story to tell and want to tell it, even if they just want to write it for their children and grandchildren. Yeah. So there's a whole range of things, you know.
So what we need to know is, what's the details? How do we get in touch with you?
Or I have a website, so you can look at the website. You've got some lovely pictures of the house and the boffy and the shepherd's hut. And it's www.cambridgewritingretreat.com.
That's easy.
And then my email address, if you want to contact me, is gaynor@cambridgewritingretreat.com.
That's G-A-Y-N-O-R, isn't it?
G-A-Y-N-O-R. And the Cambridge Writing Retreat, all one word, lowercase.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. So please do get in touch, yeah, and have a look at the website, because, you know, you can see from there's testimonials from people who've attended the courses and from tutors and from people who've had the residential. I've got a lady coming next week who is nearly finished. She's a returner. She came in the summer. She's coming back to finish her novel. She's a television producer, actually. She needs to just get away, and she'll just squirrel herself away. I'll feed her, and she'll be in the shepherd's hut for a week. So, yeah, I hope she'll get a lot. And people do get a lot done when they come to visit.
I bet they do. I bet they do. That sounds absolutely idyllic. I may well have just come down just to, like you said, just to read, never get a chance to read anymore.
Absolutely.
That's lovely.
Pet
Thank
dogs.
You. Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Gay.
No,
that's
pleasure.
Absolutely
Thank
brilliant.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.